USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As he's out touting a new book, fired acting director of the FBI, Andrew McCabe, says he opened an obstruction of justice investigation into President Trump the day after Trump fired FBI Chief James Comey, because McCabe says he seriously had concerns that Trump had won the presidency with the help of Russia.
And that was something that troubled me greatly.
McCabe speaking there to CBS News. California Republican Congressman Devin Nunes says he'd be a little bit skeptical of any information coming from someone who's touting a book.
You now know that the deputy director of the FBI was relying on Democratic paid-for dirt that came from Russians to investigate another candidate in a political party for supposedly colluding with Russians. It's absolutely absurd.
Marathon talks have ended the Denver teachers' strike after 3 days, and this is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Of a deal the U.S. House and Senate are expected to vote on to avert a government shutdown tomorrow night, President Trump says
it'll be sent to us at some point and we'll take a very serious look at it.
While the White House has suggested President Trump is inclined to sign on to the deal because he wants to avert another government shutdown, it does include far less money for a border wall than he's been demanding. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis marking the anniversary of the Parkland High School shootings a year ago today with a call for action. He's announced that a petition has been filed to form a grand jury to investigate the shootings that killed 17 people. DeSantis saying the grand jury that would be impaneled by the state's Supreme Court would look into any potential wrongdoing by the school district and ways to improve school safety to prevent such tragedies in the future. First-time jobless claims rose by 4,000 last week when analysts were expecting them to drop by about 10,000. This is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their 4-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
So it's Valentine's Day, but where did it really get its start? Well, USA Radio Network's Tim Berg talks to an expert here.
Joining me on the USA Radio Networks is Jackie Thomas. Jackie's an authorist, a poetess, and she also hosts her own podcast. You can find out more about her by checking out aromanticperspective.com. All right, well, Jackie, as many folks get ready to celebrate Valentine's Day, I thought I'd bring you on. It'd be a great idea if we talked about some things that couples must do to celebrate Valentine's Day and why Valentine's Day is even important at all for us to be celebrating.
A lot of people don't understand that this is not just a holiday to sell cards. Cards are a nice part of it, but this is actually truly a celebration that dates back to over 1,000 years ago to honor Saint Valentine. And it's said that he performed secret marriages to couples who were in love, because at the time it was against the law for couples to get married under the Roman Emperor Claudius II, because he wanted the men to dedicate themselves completely to war. So St. Valentine made it possible for them to culminate their romance and have a marriage in a real true relationship. So today we celebrate him and romantic relationships that he helped defend.
And happy Valentine's Day. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.